T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Mike the Fisherman Max joins me from out at Lake Minnetonka. Are you still out there, Mike? Do I have that down right?
We
have Mike out there.
Yep, we're still in a rain delay out here. I'm looking out right now in the bay, and it's raining, but it's almost like a sprinkle. And they say that the light skies are coming, so we should be pushing off and going. I said, well, if this thing gets canceled, I'll catch just as many fish as if I go out there. So
let's, before we talk about, now wait, this is Randy Moss's tournament. Yeah. We heard about Randy Moss. Yep. He's doing this for a great cause because of his affection for both Sid Hartman and his understanding of Chad Hartman's son, Quentin, and everything that he is dealing with. This is why it's a cause that is important to him. And he lined up a bunch of his buddies to be out there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and he's got a pretty good list of buddies, obviously, with Dante Culpepper and Jake Reed and Todd Bowman and Robert Smith and Joe Mauer's here and Matt Dumba and Scott Studwell. And I got to tell you, this rain, because we all got to go out separate boats here, but it's been so much fun to sit in here. And we've covered everything from athletes getting paid to heat index to COVID vaccinations. We've covered it all here over the last hour and a half with opinions. Stories and just lots of fun, because there's lots of this kind of runs the gamut of guys that play different. We're just talking Randall Cunningham, who of course a lot of these guys played with. His daughter is jumping in the Olympics, and Jake Reed's good friends with Randall, and that leads to a conversation. Randall's built a church out in Las Vegas where he's got 2,000-3,000 members, and he's coaching, and he's got his daughter competing in the Olympics, and all kinds of fun offshoot stories out here, as you can imagine, when you get these guys around each other.
So, talking about all of this, we've got Twins baseball on the radio today, pregame at 11:30, first pitch just after noon today on WCCO. Just a couple of things here. I know you're following as much as you can Olympic information here, but U.S. men beat Iran today in baseball, which
I would hope that we were. I don't know how much they're playing over there, but I would hope we win that one.
And in the U.S. women's 3-on-3 basketball team just won gold in Tokyo. So there's much going on.
Yeah, there's a lot going on, yeah. And it's free agency. I was just talking to Matt Dumba about this for NHL. He's not a free agent, but the NHL today opens up the free agency. So the Minnesota Wild can go pluck some people, and they got some spots to fill. I wouldn't be surprised if they made a run at Alex Goligoski, who's a Grand Rapids kid, who could veteran defenseman. I think they had their eyes on Nate Schmidt, St. Cloud Cathedral kid who has kind of flourished in the NFL. He was at Vancouver, but in the NHL, but they traded him yesterday to Winnipeg, so he's probably off the table. But I would have thought they might look at him in a trade scenario that now won't come to fruition, but they're trying to fill a couple of those blue line spots. And so today that starts as well.
Okay. So the Twins last night, particularly the bullpen, cough up another game. It was so nice the night before. It's like, yeah, they can go into the extra inning and win. But, and then when it didn't happen last night. It was just tough to see. Get a grand slam, you give a grand slam.
Yeah, exactly. Kent Maeda pitched so well into the seventh inning for him, gave one run, looked really good. And they got this game, sit in the ninth inning, and here comes Robles. And I got to tell you, John, you don't breathe easy when he comes into games, and you know, anything but a grand slam, and they're just fine, right? So what's he doing? He gives up a grand slam,
you know,
and they tie the game and win it in the 11th with Miguel Cabrera coming. Who else gets a base hit to win it for Detroit last night? But it's just so frustrating to see that you're up four runs going into the ninth inning, and Taylor Rogers is on the injured list, I know, but how many times do we see the night before they gave up a game tying home run in the ninth to Robbie Grossman? And it's not hard to identify. The good news is Maeda pitched well last night. He looks like he's a keeper.
Well, part of me, and I know this is tremendously unsportsmanlike, but part of me thinks, just hit him. Just put one guy on base.
Just put one guy on base. You might want to look at that. Haas, you know, he just missed a home run by about an inch earlier in the game, literally just about nicked the foul pole. And he's been a little bit of thorn on their side. But, yeah, this bullpen is just such a mess this year. And at the end of games, it's just, all bets are off when they get to the end of games. That's not that they would get back into contention just by winning a bunch there, but they're not even close with what they've got right now with that bullpen.
All right, before I let you go, now you say they're just sprinkles. We're down to just sprinkles out at Lake Minnetonka, so whatever was there
sprinkles
is moving past.
Yep.
Just down,
yeah, and it looks lighter in the west. So that, you know, somebody else is watching the radar more than I am. But they said that we're going to be on the lake at 9 o'clock. And now, you know, none of these guys, myself included, are like what you call all day fishermen. So we're now negotiating to say we still get to end at noon, right?
Well, I would think with all the time you spent with Ron Shera, that you would have some insight. So, I mean, like, where do you go look? I mean, because the storm comes through, it changes the fish movement and stuff. So where are you gonna look for just?
Well, first of all, I have a guide in my boat, a real guide, not like Ron. And second, that's what I learned from Ron. You know, what's the difference?
Okay.
If you don't catch it for an hour or 7 hours, either way, you got skunks. You might as well just do it for an hour.
I'll catch you later on, Maxie. Thanks for joining me this morning, WCCO. Angie Craig is going to be...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.